Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's message? Batteries Not Included. Based on another parable Jesus told, let me read that to you. I alluded to it in the children's message from Matthew 25. Jesus said, "At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins. Who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish one took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and they all fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, 'Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all the virgins woke up and they trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out.' 'No,' they replied, 'there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, you go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.' But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others came. 'Sir, sir,' they said, 'open the door for us.' But he replied, 'I tell you the truth, I do not know you.' Jesus said, 'Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.'" I welcome you all to open up your worship folder and find there in front of you the sermon outline. Follow along the sermon outline as we consider our theme, Batteries Not Included. Well, as you mentioned earlier, the end of the church year is fast approaching. And we turn our thoughts to the end of this age and to the final judgment of the world. But the world around us today already seems to be in the season of Christmas, or at least the seasonal Christmas shopping rush. Last month, maybe you saw it too, I saw Christmas decorations up even before Halloween. Things have certainly changed throughout the years. It's harder to count how many shopping days till Christmas now because every day is shopping day. But another thing that's changed at Christmas time is the significance of this phrase, batteries not included. Many of us who are my vintage or older remember when that was a big deal. There was a time when you bought a gift and forgot to buy batteries with it. It was a problem. A child could open up his or her Christmas present and without batteries, were unable to play with it. But also back in those days, what my kids like to call the prehistoric ages when I was young, not so many things ran on batteries. So it wasn't just an easy thing to take a battery out of one thing and place it in another that needed it. And today, why, we even have things called rechargeable batteries. Just plug them in and soon they're like brand new. You don't even have to go to the store. Batteries not included. Doesn't seem to be such a big deal as once it was. And telling a story, forgetting not to have batteries, doesn't have the same impact on young people as it once did. But most of us here today, and now with Ewald's great slide, most of us here today remember the famous commercial about Energizer batteries and that pink bunny with the batteries that just kept going and going and going. But even so, the phrase batteries not included reminds us that times have changed. And regarding the parable in our text from Matthew 25, times have changed so much that we need this parable of the 10 virgins without oil in their lamps explained to us so we get the same impact that the first hearers of Jesus' parable got and understood clearly. We talk about flashlights and batteries. Jesus talked about lamps and oil. Matthew 25, verse 1. Jesus said, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like bridesmaids at a wedding. But today, I came across this quote. I told the women's Bible study on Wednesday morning. I couldn't wait to share it. There are some people who claim today the real job of a bridesmaid in a wedding is this: to wear a dress looking so horrible that it makes the bride look great in her great wedding gown. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. But back in Jesus' day, the job of a bridesmaid was to provide the light for the wedding procession. You see, a wedding was quite different in biblical times. You may have heard of how parents would arrange the marriage. And once the parents announced their decision and the dowry marriage price was paid to the bride's father, the marriage was a done deal. The couple was married, and maybe they hadn't even met each other yet. But after a short time, the bridegroom would leave his home, or leave the home of his father, and go to the home of the bride's father and whisk her away, bringing her to his home. And that's why they needed the bridesmaids for this great procession from her father's home to her new home with her husband. That's the procession the virgin bridesmaids were to provide the lamps for. They would accompany the couple to their home along the streets with much singing and dancing and celebration and lights, while we have some of that custom today where we honk our car horns and decorate our horns and follow the groom and bride on their way after the wedding. But in this parable, Jesus tells us 5 of these bridesmaids, that's a large wedding, 10 bridesmaids, my goodness. 5 of these bridesmaids were foolish, Jesus says, and 5 were wise. There were 2 kinds. We are very clear in this parable, wise and foolish. Smart and silly, intelligent and airheads. How can we tell which is which? The foolishness had their lamps with them, but they didn't have any oil. The silly one didn't bring any oil for their lamps. Now, these lamps are really like torches with rags on top of the torch, soaked with oil, and the rags every once in a while would have to be trimmed and more oil added to keep the flame burning. Now today, we have flashlights that work well with batteries, if we remember the batteries. It was obvious to anyone who first heard Jesus tell this parable that these 5 women were not very bright. Everyone should have enough sense to bring oil for your lamps, for your torches. Today, we should have batteries or rechargeable ones ready to go. But in the parable, Jesus says the wise took oil along with their lamps. And the bridegroom was a long time coming to the bride's house. And the text makes it very clear, all 10 of the bridesmaids fell asleep. The text says, at midnight, the cry rang out, here comes the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Finally, that was the signal, probably accompanied with a trumpet blast. The text says, then all the virgins woke up and they trimmed their lamps. There wasn't much time. Just trim off some of the cold, dry, charred rags, put some extra oil in there and light them up. Just put in the charged batteries and turn on the flashlight for the wedding processional. But now we see which were really wise and which were foolish. Can you imagine going camping? Going camping and not checking the batteries to the only flashlight you brought? And now the foolish one said to the wise, verse 8, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both you and us. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. This is a polite way of saying, we only have enough oil for ourselves. Sorry, you're too late. We can't help you. They knew the stores were all closed. There's no such thing as a 7-Eleven open 24 hours a day in that village. The text says, but while they went off on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went with him to the wedding banquet. And oh, what a wedding banquet! This feast and banquet went on for days and days and days. But these weddings were by invitation only. And so the bridegroom had some servants at the door. And the wise bridesmaids didn't have a problem. Why? Because they were with the groom and they had their processional lights. The text says, and here's some sad words of our text. And then the door was shut. Verse 11 says, later the other ones came, sir, sir, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I do not know you. The groom didn't know these foolish bridesmaids. They had not been in his wedding processional with their lamps. He didn't know them. They were too late. They couldn't get in because they were too foolish to recharge their batteries, to have oil for their lamps. And Jesus ends this parable with this stern warning. Listen carefully, because now it comes to the point of applying to you and to me. Jesus said, therefore, you keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. The day or the hour of what? Of his second coming and the end of this world. Now, what is Jesus telling us with this parable? It's obvious that Jesus is the bridegroom, and we are like the bridesmaids, and there may have been two kinds of bridesmaids, wise and foolish, but they both knew about the wedding. They both knew the bridesmaid was coming. In this parable, the 10 bridesmaid represents the entire church. The bridesmaids were all called the same thing, virgins. They had the same lamps, but they all got tired of waiting, and they slept. We in the church today are all called Christians. We're waiting for the same Lord, and we all fall asleep. In understanding this parable, sleep can be understood as death. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 says this, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring all those with him who have fallen asleep. So falling asleep, that is dying, is not what we're to watch for in this text. Falling asleep is not the point. Note in the parable, all 10 fell asleep. The point is that the 5 foolish brought no oil for their lamps. Even if the bridegroom had come right away, their lamps would have gone out. Dead batteries are the same today or next week. It's only after the final trumpet blast, when Christ the bridegroom comes back, the parable says, will the foolish finally realize their mistake and it will be too late? That's the most frightening thing about this parable. The foolish virgins didn't realize until it was too late. Now, what does this mean for us today? And here's that time in the sermon to really be listening. There are two kinds of churchgoers, the text suggests. The wise churchgoer and the foolish. And which is which, says the text, will not be truly seen until it's too late. Two kinds. Those who have the Holy Spirit of God working in their heart through the power of His Word. And those who don't. Those who put all their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and those churchgoers who don't. Those who live in Christ, and those who don't. And the foolish who don't, the text says, won't realize it until it's too late. When judgment comes and the saints are eternally rewarded, they will hear those most awful words of today's text, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And with those words, they will be eternally separated from God. Now, what's the difference between today's wise and foolish churchgoer? The foolish despise and value lightly their salvation. They do not treasure their Savior, Jesus Christ, and what He has done for them on Calvary's cross above all things. For them, the church is a convenience, not a commitment. They are like Esau in the Old Testament, who gave up God's rich blessings to fill his own belly. Listen to Hebrews 12:15. See to it that no one failed to obtain the grace of God, that no one be irreligious or careless like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal of porridge. Now that's foolish. This parable compels each of us here today to ask this most serious question. Am I a wise or a foolish virgin? Is the oil in my lamp full or is it empty? My friends, our oil, our spiritual batteries were fully paid for at the cross of Calvary, where our Savior laid down His life for us. In fact, on that cross of Calvary, Jesus paid the full price of all of our foolishness. All of our foolishness, including our sin of disregarding His love. Our sin of disregarding the way that love comes to us today in the preaching and teaching of the Word and the celebration of the sacraments. But He did something else for us on that cross. On that cross that relates to our parable today. On that cross, our Lord Jesus Christ did not just pay for us to be in the wedding party. Oh, no. On that cross, He paid the full marriage dowry price to take us as His holy bride. Jesus has already married us. It's as if He said on that cross, "With this cross, I thee wed." Now we are waiting for our bridegroom. But He waits. He tarries. But one day He will return on that last day, the end of the world judgment day, to take us home. He will return. And as we wait, He has provided for us a way to recharge our spiritual batteries, to fill our lamps with oil. As I said before, in His love for us, He gives us His holy word and His sacraments. The Lord's Supper is not just a foretaste of the wedding feast to come. The Lord's Supper fills our lamps with oil, strengthens and preserves our faith. At baptism, we were baptized in the Holy Spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit moved into our hearts and gave us their rechargeable batteries. Each week, we come here. And by the way, why do you come here? We come here to be filled with God's oil, that God might give us His grace through His preached and proclaimed word. We gather as a congregation to hear His word, to receive His supper, that He might replenish our lamps with oil, that He might give us recharged batteries. And weekly, at least 4 or 5 times a week, we have wonderful Bible studies in this place, wherein God can replenish the oil in your life. This might be a New Year's resolution to make at this end of the church year, to come to the study of God's Word, to have your oil and your lamps recharged. Certainly, we can read the Holy Scriptures at home, gather as family over family devotions, and pray together. This is what renews our spiritual batteries, as our God comes to us through these means of grace to fill our lamps with oil. Now, Jesus said at the end of this parable, and here comes the end of our sermon, if you were wondering. Jesus ends this parable by saying, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." But we know that Jesus is coming. And we may sleep in death, or we may be alive when Jesus returns. But He will return to take us home, and what an eternal marriage feast that will be. And best of all, that marriage feast will not be unto death us do part. Because Jesus, our bridegroom, on the cross, defeated death now and forever. We will be with Him for eternity. And that's far longer than any energizer battery and rabbit will keep going and going and going. Our life in heaven with our Lord will never end. Our lamps will not run out of oil. Our Lord Jesus will see to that. All glory and praise to His name. Amen.